Hare Krishna to everyone. And let me start by tendering an apology. The apology is for my telephone not receiving text messages. Yesterday was my so-called 60-second appearance day, so I called it the birthday. And usually on that day, I get tons of text messages, in excess of 100. And because they're always full of well wishes and blessings and love, I like to respond to them, albeit I have to admit that I have to always send the same response to everyone. I wasn't able to do that yesterday. In fact, I haven't even gotten the messages yet. And it's only when I get my telephone back am I going to probably get not only all of those texts, probably the other couple of hundred that devotees have been sending me on different issues over the period of a couple of weeks. And so if I don't answer your texts that you sent, I'm answering them right now. Thank you for that, for sending those well wishes. Yesterday I had a telephone conference, Skype conference, excuse me, video Skype conference even, with devotees at Manor, disciples at Bhaktivedanta Manor, and they were in the Prasadam Hall. And I had a not such a good reception. I think they were able to hear and see better than I was, but it was good. It's still, I mean, it's mystical. And at one point, Sri Dharma Prabhu asked me, how does it feel to be 62? And that sort of reminded me of a previous question that I had from Gornitai, who asked, how does it feel to be selfless? What is the feeling of selflessness? But this question seemed to be more tangible for me in terms of how does it feel to be 62? How do I feel? Because I don't feel any different, because I feel like the same person that I felt 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. If I really absorb my consciousness in an awareness of my own self and my identity, it's a real testament to Srila Prabhupada's argument that he would repeatedly use over and over again on substantiating the existence of the soul, that you can feel that you're the same person. We are conscious of ourselves. We're conscious of so many things, and amongst other things that we're conscious of, we're also conscious of ourselves. And that self that I'm conscious of is the same self that I can remember as being a little child. No different now than I was then. The body, that's a different story. The machine, that's a whole different thing. That's definitely changed. And anyone who's coming near this type of age period as myself, then you know what I mean. Decreased energy, increased health problems. No matter how much you want to do, no matter how much you try, in terms of physical work, the type of service that requires physical energy, it's just no longer the same. Enjoy it while you can, enjoy it while you're young. And remember what Srila Prabhupada said when he was in Vrindavan, this will also happen to you, guaranteed. We're not just talking about death. Yes, that will happen to everyone, but old age will also happen to everyone, and we're all going to get old. And it's unpleasant, but the concession is that we still feel young. we feel ever fresh. And thinking about Krishna, absorption in Krishna, cementing our identity as being Krishna's servant, that keeps us ever fresh and ever young. And as I went around with a lot of the devotees yesterday, or at least they went around one by one, saying happy birthday, then I had to respond to the fact that the concept of birthday generally is to celebrate the birth of a person. It's a celebration of something else. It's a observance of the benefit of another or a happening in someone else's life. However, Srila Prabhupada rarely used this word birthday when he was talking about Vyas Puja or when he was talking about the spiritual master. He used to use the word the appearance day. And the word appearance is very relevant because it gives a much different impression of things than we talk about birth. Appearance doesn't mean that it's just the person whose birthday it is who appeared, but actually his appearance is also within my purview of vision, so that when we talk about the Vyas Puja of spiritual master, we talk about something that's also of benefit to us, and not that he's the sole beneficiary, we're also the beneficiary. And what is it that's appeared to us? He appeared, and by his appearance to us, Krishna, Guru Parampara, transcendental knowledge, and through that transcendental knowledge, the means to chant Hare Krishna, practice pure devotional service, and perfect pure devotional service under guidance of a realized soul, that has appeared. So this context or this concept of appearance is a more mature and broader way of expressing well wishes. When we use this happy birthday, the conventional meaning in the outside world is that it relates solely to the person being celebrated. But when we take the Vaishnav concept, then actually it relates to the celebrants as well, not only to the person who's being celebrated. And if that's our consciousness and that's our perception, then that's fine. That should be what is the underlying picture of celebrating the appearance of Vaishnavas. So let me now thank all of my well-wishers. Often I'm the one who's signing letters to devotees, your ever well-wisher, in Srila Prabhupada's service. But I'm requesting and thanking the devotees for their well-wishes, for their blessings. Govinda Maharaj phoned me yesterday from Vrindavan, so that I can please Srila Prabhupada by my service and the time that I have left to do service in this world, that I can continue to serve Radhashyam Sundar and manifest Srila Prabhupada's desires for Krishna consciousness in my Prabhudatta Desh, in my area of service. Varnashram Dharma here in New Brajadam, distributing many books, giving others the opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness, and becoming Krishna conscious myself, because I think that's my primary responsibility, save myself. And that's certainly not possible without the blessings of the devotees. So if on this day Vaishnavas pray for me and pray for, because you're always praying to Krishna for others, for the benefit of other conditioned souls, so please don't forget this conditioned soul, and with your prayers, I'm sure that my appearance day will be successful for me, because for me, that appearance meant that I have the opportunity to get the association of pure Vaishnavas, be under their guidance and shelter, and that by their blessings and their appeals to Krishna, then I'll also be able to make my life what my spiritual master wanted me to make of it. So let me offer my obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Anchakalpatrubhyasya, akipasindhubhavecha, patitanan, pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo namo.